Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We start the hour with a question in Washington at the moment. Will a short-term spending plan that Republican leaders in the House drafted last night have the votes to avert a government shutdown on Friday night? The plan is sweetened for balking House conservatives with more money for the military. There's also funding for CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program. That's big with Democrats. But will they be lured by that or hold out because the plan does not include a deal for Dreamers, the young people brought to this country illegally? This morning, Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan seized on the bind Democrats are in.
It is just unconscionable to me that they would block funding for our military or cut off funding for these states that really will lose their funding for CHIP by playing these political games and tying them to unrelated issues.
But the chair of the House Freedom Caucus says Ryan doesn't have the votes to pass the measure right now. It's also not clear if the Senate has the votes to pass it. Our Here and Now political analysts join us. Jamal Simmons, a Democratic strategist. Hi, Jamal.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. And John Brabender, Republican strategist. Hi, John.
Hello. Good to hear you.
And what's your guess, John? Do you think they're going to be able to avoid a shutdown on Friday?
I do. I don't think it's in the interest of probably either parties to have that happen. I think particularly on the Republican side, I think that if they can get the Freedom Caucus to just move a little bit, the deal is almost there. I think that they wouldn't mind putting the Democrats in a position that they oppose the continuation of the CHIP program, but still pass it and keep the government going. And I think Ryan makes a pretty compelling argument when he says, why are we going to end a lot of the funding for things that we really need while we're holding up the whole thing hostage over some of the immigration reforms that we still have time to deal
with? Well, Jamal, what about that? You know, should Democrats reject this bill and be labeled as the people who didn't fund CHIP, but also be blamed for a government shutdown the way Republicans traditionally have in the past? You think, you know, Ted Cruz or Newt Gingrich?
Let's just remember that the Republican Party controls the House, the Senate, and the White House. They have majorities in all three of those places. They have the ability to pass whatever bill it is that they want. So this is not necessarily about what Democrats support and what Democrats don't. This is about what the Republican majority can do. And if they don't pass a bill and they don't fund the government, then there'll be a government shutdown. That has very little to do with Democrats. They ram through this bill on the tax reform without Democratic votes. They can do whatever it is they want.
Well, this is a different – I mean, they do need Democrats, don't they?
One would think they need Democrats if they would get rid of the badly named Hastert rule. They ought to be able to pass things by the will of the House. But that's not what they do. They get a majority of the majority for the priorities of the president and the speaker. This is not a Democratic problem. This is a Republican problem.
But let's be clear about this. What we've really done is we've taken one side of the aisle, the Democrat Party, and said that we're just going to vote against everything. We're going to obstruct everything. And that forces us to have a legislation or all legislation be passed by one party only through basically a unanimous vote, particularly in the Senate. And I think that's you know, certainly is symbolic. Of what the Democrats have decided.
Isn't that exactly what your party just did, though? Isn't that just what your party did during the entire Obama presidency is vote against everything?
But look, what this has really done, number one, is made this about the 2018 elections and the 2020 elections rather than about legislation. Number two is I would agree that what has happened in Washington on both sides is that we have changed this to basically legislation by proclamation or executive order by the president too often and not enough by bipartisanship. And I think both parties do deserve a certain amount of criticism from that. And I think it did handicap President Obama. And I think presently it's handicapping President Trump. And I think that's unfortunate for America.
Well, let's remember the Obama White House did reach out to Republicans to try to pass some of the big bills, but Republicans refused to play along because, as Mitch McConnell said when he got elected, their objective was to make Barack Obama one-term president. So they refused to play along with any of the legislative initiatives that the White House is putting forward. But let's go to today. Today, which the Democrats have not had, you know, only had for the first 2 years of the Obama administration, today the Republicans control the White White House, the House, and the Senate. They can pass any bill that they want, and they cannot pass the blame off to Democrats.
Well, we did just give a tax cut to about 80% of the taxpayers in America. And
you'll take the blame for that.
So believe me, I'm more than happy to watch the Democrats run ads in 2018 saying that I oppose the tax cuts. Reelect me. But here's the other thing, too. If the Democrats' argument is, well, you know what? You did this to us. Now we're going to do this to you. How does that make the Democrats any better than the Republicans who did that? This shows the childish nature of why people are fed up with Washington in general. And frankly, that is this sort of culture that led to Donald Trump being elected.
Well,
Republicans just can't pick and choose. They wanted to have a comprehensive immigration reform. They put a bill on the floor for DACA and comprehensive immigration reform, including H-1B visas and a whole bunch of other things. That bill would pass. They won't do it because they want to get the majority of Republicans.
So what
they
happens
pick and choose
to the,
when they
What happens to those
votes.
Dreamers then, Jamal? What is the next step that's only got until March to figure this out?
I think they'll figure it out because everybody in the majority of the country supports this, including the majority of Republicans. What is happening is a small minority of Republicans, including the president and his right-wing allies inside the White House, like Stephen Miller and apparently the chief of staff, believe that this is not something that's worth doing. We have got to have the majority of the country's will expounded on this, and Democrats are going to push for the best leverage to get that done.
So that's the Dreamers. But let's just for a second, John, let's talk about the comprehensive immigration deal on the Senate floor today. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said President Trump should stop being the only person blocking the bipartisan compromise bill. I mean, the president did say on one day in front of TV cameras, you bring it to me and I'll accept it. They brought it. And he not only didn't accept it, he reportedly used some foul language. This is the bill that Senators Lindsey Graham and Dick Durbin negotiated last week. Let's listen to Schumer.
So I have a challenge for President Trump. Everyone is talking about how bigoted your comments were last week. Well, actions speak louder than words.
John, your thoughts on what happened with that bipartisan compromise bill?
Well, I think there's two parts of this. First of all, bipartisan doesn't mean just one Republican and one Democrat. There still has to be some consensus. And there was not consensus among the Republicans much beyond Lindsey Graham. And so that was problem number one. Number two is, and I truly believe that the Democrats are not totally sincere in trying to negotiate something. The fact that they repeatedly just want to go back and talk about the rhetoric that the president used rather than talk about the legislation, I think that that shows their hands. And number three is, bipartisanship means also taking a look at things like the president wants, building the wall and other security measures. But the only things the Democrats really seem, you know, that they want to talk about are their side of the equation and not look at this contextually from working Americans who are here legally, but looking at it from people here who aren't here necessarily legally. And I think you have to look at it holistically and on both sides.
Well, you know, John's reference to the bipartisan bill that came from Senator Lindsey Graham, who is no, moderate. He might be rational, but he's no moderate conservative. Lindsey Graham and Durbin came up with a bill, Senator Dick Durbin, the Democrat, came up with a bill that had a bunch of the features he just mentioned. The problem is the president's right-wing allies won't allow that bill to go to the floor and the president to sign it. I'm not sure why that's the case, but that's where we are. And it's the reason why we're stuck.
Well, I do think you have to remember one thing, that a big part of why Donald Trump was elected was that the 2016 election was very much a referendum on who do the American people support when it comes to immigration reform. And they had two completely opposing views between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and they chose Donald Trump. And so I think lost in all this is what the American people are saying.
A minority of the American people.
Well, okay. Under our elected session, look.
Let's not overplay the hand. 3 million more Americans voted for an alternative
vision. But if you look
vision.
At the Electoral College votes, the way our system is set up in looking at
you
a referendum
can't say
the
majority
between the
of
two.
Americans.
Well, okay. A majority
yes.
of
okay.
the Electoral College voters.
We've got news from Wisconsin. We've got news from Wisconsin that I want to get to very briefly here. There was a special election for a state Senate seat, and the Democrat won, and the anti-Trump conservative commentator Charlie Sykes from Wisconsin says this was a genuinely stunning setback for the GOP there. Here's the winner, Patty Schachner.
This isn't really about me. It's about us and our life here in Western Wisconsin and us standing up and really having a voice for us and our families in education, in the environment, in healthcare, in addiction, mental health.
John, Trump won this district by 17 points. What do you make of this?
Well, look, I think it is significant. In fact, I think Governor Scott Walker made the point that this should be a wake-up call to Republicans in Wisconsin as well. And the one thing I've learned in the political space, you have to be realist. And we have to understand that Republicans have done a relatively ineffective job of explaining a lot of the things that we've accomplished in Washington and around these some of these states. And we need to do a better job at that, and we better do it before the 2018 election. So I think this is a bit of a wake-up call, and we understand that we have a messaging problem in talking about what we've accomplished because a lot of people just don't know.
Jamal, you got about 20 seconds.
Well, the messaging problem is they got a president who seems to continuously come out for things that seem racist and misogynistic. And I think Americans have basically decided, most Americans that we're seeing in elections, Alabama, we saw it in Virginia, saw it in New Jersey. Most Americans are saying they want an America that is inclusive, that embraces all of us. And then we can argue about how we do that. But the president and his wing of the party seem to want America where white males are the primary beneficiary.
Out of time. We only have time to say the president does not wear dentures. Sudafed was to blame for his slurring. We found that out from his medical report yesterday. Jamal Simmons, the Democratic strategist, John Brabender, the Republican strategist, thank you so much.
Thank you.